Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Gold. Hi, and there Maseches Nedarim, Daf Dal, the first parak, Kol Kanuye. So the three dafs we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara on this daf begins by offering more ways that a Nazir can violate the Losa, say, about to Acher, do not delay. The first is, Kagon de Nadar Behubeis HaKvaros, in a case where he accepts to be a Nazir in a graveyard. The Gemara clarifies that although the Nazir is effective despite the acceptance being in a graveyard, afil hachi kamoi b'bal ta'acher. Nevertheless, he is subject to bal ta'acher. Mishum de kama acher Naziris the tahara, because he's delaying the Naziris of tahara. Since he is immediately tameh, he cannot begin the fulfillment of his Nazir vow, which must be pure from tumas meis, until after the tahara process. Any delay that Naziris constitutes bal ta'acher. The Gemara adds that if this is so, Nazir shetimei atzma b'mezid over mishum bal ta'acher. A Nazir who makes himself tamei intentionally and delays the fulfillment of his Naziris of tahara violates bal ta'acher. The second option is over mishum bal ta'acher tiklachato. The Nazir violates bal ta'acher for delaying his shaving. The Gemara adds that although there is an opinion that tiklachas ainu ma'akebis, the shaving is not critical to complete the fulfillment of his Naziris and end its restrictions, mitzvah giluch mihal lo makayim. He has still not fulfilled the mitzvah of shaving, and even a delay of this element of Naziris constitutes bal ta'acher. Point number two, the Gemara offers a third option, over bal ta'acher karbonasav. He violates bal ta'acher by delaying to bring his karbonas. The Gemara challenges this answer by asserting that he would not need to learn this from the Darim, as the Braisa did on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, because we already have a drush that teaches that obligatory karbanas are included in Bal Ta'acher, and the karbanas of a Nazir are obligatory. Why do we need an additional source for a Nazir? The Gemara answers, Ma'u detema chidushu shechidsha Torah b'Nazir. You might have thought that the Torah taught a novel leniency by Nazir so that perhaps Bal Ta'acher does not apply by a Nazir. The Gemara provides two explanations of what novel leniency was said by Nazir. First, the Lomatbis Leiluchatas Nazir Beneder, that one cannot accept to bring a Chatas offering of a Nazir through a mere Neder. Rather, one must be an actual Nazir to bring this carbon. The second explanation of the novelty found by Nazir is, Hoyel Vim Gilach Ox Meshloshtam Yatza. Since if he shaves over only one of the three Nazir offerings, he has fulfilled the shaving requirement, and his Nazir is completed, although he must still bring the remaining two later. This leniency would lead us to think that Nazir offerings are not subject to Bal Ta'acher. Point number three, the Mishnah had given examples of Yados Nadarim, such as someone who says, Mudranim Mimcha, Mufushanim Mimcha, I am vowed from you, or I am separated from you. Shmuel said, Bechuan Ad Shiyomer Shani Ochelcha, Shani Tomelcha. In all of these, it only applies when he adds, that which I eat of yours, or that which I taste of yours. He holds that the two sets of phrases in the Mishnah should be understood as two parts of a single case, and not two separate cases. The Gemara initially assumed Shmuel to have meant that without the additional phrase, no nether is affected at all because there's no implication of a prohibition in the words used, and it's even less than a yod. The Gemara challenges this from a brayso, which proves that the first phrases of Mudranim Mimcha and Mufushanim Mimcha are sufficient alone to affect a nether, and rejects this understanding of Shmuel's statement. The Gemara will offer and reject two more interpretations of Shmuel's statement on the following daf before concluding that Shmuel did indeed mean what the Gemara had originally assumed, albeit for a different reason. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara on this daf begins by offering more ways that a Nazir can violate the lo sase, a bal ta'acher, do not delay. The first is kagon de nader b'hubeis hakvaros, in a case where he accepts to be a Nazir in a graveyard. The Gemara clarifies that although the Naziris is effective despite the acceptance being in a graveyard, afil hachi kamoi b'bal ta'acher. Nevertheless, he is subject to bal ta'acher. Mishum de kama acher Naziris the tahara, because he's delaying the Naziris of tahara. Since he is immediately tameh, he cannot begin the fulfillment of his Nazir vow, which must be pure from tumas meis, until after the tahara process. Any delay that Naziris constitutes bal ta'acher. The Gemara adds that if this is so, Nazir shetimei atzma b'mezid over mishum bal ta'acher. A Nazir who makes himself tamei intentionally and delays the fulfillment of his Naziris of tahara violates bal ta'acher. The second option is over mishum bal ta'acher tiklachato. The Nazir violates bal ta'acher for delaying his shaving. The Gemara adds that although there is an opinion that tiklachas ainu ma'akebis, the shaving is not critical to complete the fulfillment of his Naziris and end its restrictions, mitzvah giluch mihal lo makayim. He has still not fulfilled the mitzvah of shaving, and even a delay of this element of Naziris constitutes bal ta'acher. Point number two, the Gemara offers a third option, over bal ta'acher karbonasav. He violates bal ta'acher by delaying to bring his karbonas. The Gemara challenges this answer by asserting that he would not need to learn this from the Darim, as the Braisa did on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, because we already have a drush that teaches that obligatory karbanas are included in Bal Ta'acher, and the karbanas of a Nazir are obligatory. Why do we need an additional source for a Nazir? The Gemara answers, Ma'u detema chidushu shechidsha Torah b'Nazir. You might have thought that the Torah taught a novel leniency by Nazir so that perhaps Bal Ta'acher does not apply by a Nazir. The Gemara provides two explanations of what novel leniency was said by Nazir. First, the lo matbis le'ilchatas Nazir b'neder, that one cannot accept to bring a chatas offering of a Nazir through a mere neder. Rather, one must be an actual Nazir to bring this carbon. The second explanation of the novelty found by Nazir is, hoyel v'im gilach ha'ox m'shloshtem yatzah. Since if he shaves over only one of the three Nazir offerings, he has fulfilled the shaving requirement, and his Nazir is completed, although he must still bring the remaining two later. This leniency would lead us to think that Nazir offerings are not subject to Baal Ta'achir. Point number three, the Mishnah had given examples of Yados Nadarim, such as someone who says, Mudrani mimcha, mufushani mimcha, I am vowed from you, or I am separated from you. Shmuel said, B'chuan ad shiyomer sh'ani ochelcha, sh'ani tomocha. In all of these, it only applies when he adds, that which I eat of yours, or that which I taste of yours. He holds that the two sets of phrases in the Mishnah should be understood as two parts of a single case, and not two separate cases. The Gemara initially assumed Shmuel to have meant that without the additional phrase, no nether is affected at all because there's no implication of a prohibition in the words used, and it's even less than a yod. The Gemara challenges this from a brayso which proves that the first phrases of Mudrani Mimcha and Mufushani Mimcha are sufficient alone to affect a nether, and rejects this understanding of Shmuel's statement. The Gemara will offer and reject two more interpretations of Shmuel's statement on the following daf before concluding that Shmuel did indeed mean what the Gemara had originally assumed, albeit for a different reason. All right, so now we go to our siman daf dalet, and our standard siman is a delet, a door. So here goes. The man who accepted his naziris in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door realized he was also going to be delayed in bringing his karbanis and transgress Baal Ta'achir again, and wish he had just said a simple neder such as, I am vowed from you in that which I eat of yours. Once again, slow motion. The man who accepted his naziris in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door. Doorman with a tombstone shaped like a door? That must mean we're on daf dalet, delet, door. The man who accepted his naziris in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door, which reminds us, the Gemara in this stuff begins by offering more ways that a Nazir can violate the losasi of Baal Ta'achir. The first is in a case where he accepts to be a Nazir in a graveyard. The Gemara clarifies that although the naziris is effective despite the acceptance being in a graveyard, nevertheless, he is subject to Baal Ta'achir mishum de kama achir naziris to Tahara, because he's delaying the naziris of Tahara. The second option is that the Nazir violates Baal Ta'achir for delaying his shaving. So the man who accepted his Naziris in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door realized he was also going to be delayed in bringing his karbanis and transgress Baal Ta'achir again, which reminds us. The Gemara offers a third option of how the Nazir can be over Baal Ta'achir. He violates Baal Ta'achir by delaying to bring his karbanis. The Gemara challenges this answer by asserting that we would not need to learn this from the Darim, as the Braisa did on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, because we already have a drusha that teaches that obligatory karbanis are included in Baal Ta'achir, and the karbanis of a Nazir are obligatory. It answers, you might have said that the Torah taught a chiddush by Nazir, so perhaps Baal Ta'achir does not apply to a Nazir. The Gemara provides two explanations of what the chiddush is. So the man who accepted his naziris in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door realized he was also going to be delayed in bringing his karbanis and transgress Baal Ta'achir again, and wished he had just said a simple neder such as, I am vowed from you in that which I eat of yours. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had given examples of yadas nadarim, such as someone who says, Mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, I am vowed from you or I am separated from you. Shmuel said, in all these, it only applies when he adds, that which I eat of yours, or that which I taste of yours. He holds that the two sets of phrases in the Mishnah should be understood as two parts of a single case, and not two separate cases. The Gemara clarifies what exactly did Shmuel mean. So once again, the man who accepted his naziris in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door, realized he was also going to be delayed in bringing his karbanis and transgress Baal Ta'achir again, and wish he had just said a simple neder such as, I am vowed from you in that which I eat of yours. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah bach chazara. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. The three-oath kayak team. Kayak team? That must be wrong, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera holds that three psukim and shir shirim represent shalosh shavuos, three oaths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to keep the Jewish people in exile among the nations until the final redemption, and Rabbi Levi holds that there were a total of six. So the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land, which reminds us that the tzaddikim buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will be zochet to resurrection through rolling, meaning their bones will roll to Eretz Yisrael and come to life there. When Abba Sal Rabba asked why they should suffer through the rolling, Abaye answered, Mechilos nasus lehem bekarka. There will be tunnels formed for the tzaddikim in the earth. Rashi explains that when they'll be resurrected, they'll stand on their feet and travel in the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael and then arise out of the ground there. So the three of kayak team was stuck for years competing in galas, discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land where snacks and life jackets emerged from the ground and stalks of wheat were as tall as mountains. Which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Yosef said, the soil of Eretz Yisrael is destined to produce ready-made baked goods and fine woolen clothes. It was taught in the Brice, the Pasuk states, he pieces barba arts barosh harim. There will be abundant grain on the earth on the mountaintops. This means the stalk of wheat is destined to grow up straight like a palm tree until its top is so high it's level with the mountaintops. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The Rubik's Cube champ. Rubik's Cube. That must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Rubik's Cube champ who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, which reminds us that we learned why Eretz Yisrael is compared to its tzvi and that its fruits are Shmeni Machalav Umesuki Medvash, richer than milk and sweeter than honey. So the Rubik's Cube champ who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground, which reminds us that when Rabbi Zera was going up to Eretz Yisrael, he could not find a ferry to cross the river, so he held on to a rope that was strung across the river and walked across on a narrow piece of wood, which evoked a response from a Sadduki, and that Rabbi Abba kissed the stones of Akka when he arrived in the land. So the Rubik's Cube champ, who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground, without noticing that all the barren trees were now bearing fruit that looked like Rubik's Cubes, which reminds us that the Masechta concludes on the following positive note. Rabbi Barashi said, in the name of Rav, Asidin Kol Yilani Srak Shem Eretz Yisrael Shiyetanu Peros. In the future, all the barren trees that are in Eretz Yisrael are destined to bear fruit. Daf Beis. So the Simur Daf Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house. House? That must be more on Daf Beis. Bias. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, which reminds us that the mission begins, the Kinui Nedarim, Kinedarim, and the same applies for a Kinuim of Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isra Chevsa first, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the listing in order of all the Kinuim, and we learned that Haramim was listed second after Nedarim, even though Shavuos and Nedarim are written together in the Torah, because with Nedarim and Haramim, the person is being osur the chevetz on himself, the object on himself, whereas with the Shavuah, he is being osur himself on the chevetz. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isra Kepsa first, decided that he would give precedence and list examples of Yados before examples of Kinuim, which reminds the Mishnah's Mechus Mechusra, missing text, and it should read Kol Kinui Nedarim Kinedarim, Yados Nedarim Kinedarim, and then afterwards have present the examples of Yados Nedarim. Daf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The camel driver, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gamal. The camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nedarim first because they were learned from a drasha, which reminds us that since Yados are derived through a drasha, the Tana explains them first. So the camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nedarim first because they were learned from a drasha was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nedarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir, which reminds us the source for Yados by Nazirus is from the double lashon of Nazir Azir in the Pasuk, and we learned through a hekesh of Nazir to Nedarim that Yados also apply to Nedarim. So the camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nedarim first because they were learned from a drasha was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nedarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir that he declared, I will not leave this world without being a Nazir, and rush on his way, lest he violate Baal Ta'akhir, which reminds us, the application of Baal Ta'akhir to a Nazir is when someone says, Lo yipatu mina olam ad shehe Nazir, I will not leave this world without first being a Nazir. From that moment, he must be a Nazir because he must fear that any moment may be his last, and a delay would thus violate Baal Ta'akhir. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we know that there were shalosh or shesh shavuos to keep the Jewish people in galus? That's on daf. Kufiyot off in Gesubos. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we know that a Nazir can be over Baal Ta'akhir by accepting his Nazirus in a graveyard? That's on daf. Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we know that one of the reasons the Tana explained Yados first is that it was taught from a drasha? That's on daf. Gimel. Good number four. Which stuff did we learn that Kinuim, Nedarim, Knedarim, and the same applies for Kinuim for Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros? That's on Daf. Bays. Good number five. Which did we learn how different Amoraim express their love of Eretz Yisrael, such as Rabbi Zera crossing a river with a rope and Rabbi Abba kissing the ground? That's on Daf. Kufyud Beis and Ksubas. Good number six. Which stuff did we learn a Nazir can be overbought to Acher by delaying to bring his Korbanos? That's on Daf. Dalet. Good number seven. Which stuff do you learn why Eretz Yisrael is compared to a tzvi, a deer? That's on Daf. Kufyud Beis. Good number eight. Which stuff do you learn that Shmuel says that the two phrases of Mudrani Mimcha and She'eni Ochelcha have to be said together? That's on Daf. Dalet. Good number nine. Which stuff do you learn the first mission is Chasir Mechasira and should have a text that read Yadus Nadarim Kenadarim? That's on Daf. Bays. Good. And number 10, which stuff did we learn that case where Nazir could violate Baal Ta'akhir is when he said, I will not leave this world without being a Nazir. That's on Daf. Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.